Well, I see it's Thursday night again. I don't think Terry checked in, did you, Terry? Start the tape. It is 9:04. It is Valentine's Day, so happy Valentine's Day to everybody. That's February 14th, and this is the discussion call. This is where you people are free to say anything that you would like to say, and the we don't really teach anything here. It's up to you people, members, to provide the entertainment. And the views expressed are simply there, yours. They're not necessarily the views of the NLA. So who is done stuffing their mouth with chocolates, covered cherries probably, and would like to say a few words? Was that a sneeze, James, or were you talking? I guess it was a sneeze. Well, I guess Trump is going to declare a state of emergency for a start. He's going to sign the bill that was prepared for funding so that the government will continue to stagger along. And then he's going to declare a state of emergency immediately after he signs it. And that has everybody in a tizzy.
There was bit of interesting news on Alex Jones today. There's a very bright lawyer. I can't remember his name. I heard him a week ago. He's very intelligent. And he was describing Mueller and all of his career of criminality.
Yeah.
And the way he put it, you know, does hold a ray of light or something at the end of the rainbow.
Hmm. No pot of gold, just a ray of light.
I would say just a ray of light.
Yeah. Well, I guess the Senate committee that's been investigating this forever has come up with absolutely nothing. He says there is nothing for Robert Mueller to report on. Of course, then we've got this Twinkie Toes in the House that's going to investigate thoroughly everything. It wasn't thoroughly investigated enough. He's taking over the investigation. So we'll see what happens with that. Still can't hear you, Terry. Put another 20 dB gain in there. There you come.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now loud and clear.
I don't know what it was. I haven't done anything in the last 30 seconds that would cause that.
I don't know. I heard two keystrokes and you came on, so I assume you hit something.
I have no idea what.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like a lot of us. Not too sure what we're doing.
Okay, well, anyway, I gave an opening. I read the thing. I gave the time. I gave the date. Said the floor is open. Anybody wants to go? I timed it out a minute, and I got on to say something, and you started the thing. And I said, wait a minute. I was talking. What happened? So my apologies to everyone. Did you hear that William Barr was confirmed today? I thought it'd be all over the news. It's not.
Yep. I did see it, but I think it's being overridden by the latest Trump announcement.
You think he's going to sign that bill?
He's going to sign it and declare a state of emergency right after he gets done signing it.
Where did you get that news at about a state of emergency?
About which?
That he's going to declare state of emergency. Where did you hear that?
It was on the evening news. It was on the web, too.
It was on mainstream news?
Yeah, on mainstream news.
Yeah.
The Lizzie Tizzy is all in a tizzy. We're going to fix that, you know? So we'll go to the Ninth Circuit, who 80% of the time gives the wrong opinion, but we'll stop it temporarily, and then I'm sure it'll go on up. Probably end up in the Supreme Court. So that's the state of the state. Yes, we do have a new Attorney General. and he hasn't decided if he's going to release the Mueller report to everybody or to the whole Senate or to the whole House.
Well, Alex Jones is starting to have people, commentators on her show that are actually describing the Constitution like we've all studied it and about it's a republic, it's not a democracy. And I find that interesting, too. Makes me think he listens to NLA or studies it but would never admit it. I know he would never admit it.
Well, that would be a good thing.
You know, so you can almost see things might merge down the road, if you believe in that. That lawyer is tremendous. I really wish I could remember his name. I've only heard him twice. But he actually was given about a half hour, and he went through the whole history of the government, Robert Mueller participation, all the way back to Manuel Noriega days and Saddam Hussein days and Bush administration and what they're really up to, and pointing out people who had investigated some of these crimes. And then Mueller would get appointed to stop it all, you know, keep any investigations from going forward right up through 9/11.
Yeah, he's had his dirty fingers in just about everything bad that's gone down for about 20 years.
Well, it's really a replay of what happened back with Nixon. Was, you know, Gerry Ford, actually before that with JFK, and Gerry Ford is on the Warren Commission to find out who did it, and then Nixon. And we have Gerry Ford president. He pardons Nixon.
Yeah.
That also is part of what I said a week ago, was these two men in 1787, Mason and Rudolph. There's another guy, too, Eldridge Gerry from Massachusetts. I left his name out. But they were complaining that given the president pardon authority, that he could then be the mastermind of the criminal organization and pardon everybody, you know, all the way down the ladder and get away with tyranny in the process. Yeah, that's the whole thing with what we've got. And that's what these fellows have been doing all along, is through the executive branch and pardoning Oliver North. There was a whole string of guys, can't even remember their names now, that were given pardons. You know, it's always they're about to be investigated. That's what happened to Nixon, was he was about to be impeached. He resigns, but there was still investigations going on. So he gets pardoned, so you can't prosecute him, so why bother? And that's how they have covered everything up, with that ability to do that.
I ran across something interesting about Nixon, and I don't know if it's true or not, here a month ago. It said what they were really looking for was the list of the pedophile people when they broke in, and they got caught and didn't find the list. I guess they were going to use it in the upcoming election. Back in those days, you didn't hear too much about the pedophiles or pedos.
Well, the break-in was to the Democratic National Committee offices.
That's right.
They were looking. Have a list of pedophiles to blackmail people with.
Yeah, they wanted to know who the main pedophiles were, and that would have made great material for an election campaign.
All goes back to the power of the pocket, 1913, when you give families control of the money supply, unaudited, and they can print up all they want, start doing anything and everything they want. And that's the culprit right there. I could conquer the world if I was making the money and nobody ever counted it. I could buy up everything on the planet. I can have assassins everywhere, just waiting for million-dollar briefcases.
You know, I could be advised the things you could do.
Well, that's what it boils down to. Evil people can make a lot of plans, but they need money to carry it out to, you know, an exorbitant extent.
Well, they claim they've got Soros and have his funds locked up. That ought to change things a little bit. He won't have all this money to keep all his minions in order, you know. They'll get tired of working for nothing. So we might see some changes coming up, if it's true they've got him.
Good old Henry Kissinger. Zabrinsky. People like that. Always with a steady money supply to carry out their careers.
Yes, he had rather unlimited funds to do bad with. You're typing, Terry. I can hear you.
Oh, I'll mute. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Anybody heard from Robert Bristow?
Not for about a week and a half.
Is he holding his own up there with all those
problems?
Yes,
sir. He's got things well in hand at the moment.
His health is holding up?
Yep.
I think he's a good 10 years older than me. 70-something.
Yep, he had things pretty well worked out. And that's a good thing.
It's a shame a man has to spend his life fighting stuff like
yep.
that.
It's ridiculous. Well, he's up to the task, I guess I should say, but it's unfortunate that he has to be.
And I guess Fred is not with us this evening.
Who?
Fred in California.
I don't see Fred, no. He is missing.
I was curious what the name of his submarine that he served on was last week I asked, but I guess he didn't hear me.
I don't recall. I remember him mentioning it, but I don't recall the name.
And he was talking like he was had his hands himself on one of the red buttons to launch the missiles or something. So
takes more than one man to do that.
Yeah, I know that.
Takes a group.
So it would have to be a conspiracy to launch a nuclear missile without proper reasons. To the public, it was known that it was two men, like at the missile silos. It took two men with keys to do it. But fortunately, I never served in the military. I was a draft possibility in 1969 and was 165 on the birth date list, and they drafted 160. I just missed a trip to Vietnam.
Well, you were probably fortunate.
I'm sure I was. The war that never needed to happen.
Wasn't really a war. We haven't had a war since World War II.
Just money-making operations, weren't they?
Yep. Just the big vending machines been running continuously.
Isn't that sad? And everything got quiet up to Reagan, and one day all of a sudden, what's this, Grenada? What's going on, Grenada? And then from that on to Noriega, to these bigger battles. I read a stuff on the internet that the worst person on the planet for genociding the most people was actually Winston Churchill, with all the activities in Asia, India. You ever heard that?
Who did you say?
No, I wouldn't say Churchill did that. I would say Stalin far out exceeded him.
I thought Mao took more than took 60
Mao million. Mao might have. I don't know, but Mao came just a little bit later.
Yep.
During World War II, Stalin outshone everyone, including letting his own people die of starvation. Churchill might have caused a little consternation in India, and I agree he was not a good man there.
Well, but, you're touted as a hero in World War II, and then you read that stuff and you go, you know, everything we were fed is just somebody's history that was not real. I can't think of the countries now. But what did it say, New Guinea? In India. Definitely India, but... it's just all about, you know, going in other countries and destroying people's lives because you want their resources.
You got to remember, history is written by the winners.
I've heard that.
So, and sometimes it's not very accurate.
I heard that Russia killed a lot of their own people at the time of the Holocaust.
Without women, we wouldn't be here.
That's right. We're mothers. I think it takes both the man and the women.
We all have a part to play.
We all have a part to play. We complement each other.
So what's going to happen if Trump declares
a state of emergency?
Yeah, are the store shows going to go empty? The lights going to go off? Am I going to have to fire up the generator?
I'm hoping they arrest a few people. and start riffing some of the excess people they found out were excess the last time they shut the government down. Start cleaning out the swamp.
Yeah, because there's an awful lot of government people that really aren't doing much, just sitting on their butt, and have been for entire careers.
Yeah. I think we're in need of getting rid of several of the major departments.
Well, they also said on Alex Jones today that Trump had fired many high-level FBI agents.
Well, they claim you can't fire them.
Well, that statement was made today.
Yep.
That show reruns until his new show starts in the morning. It's a 4-hour program, and anybody can listen to that. 605-475-5800 is the number. And it just, you catch it wherever it is in the 4-hour cycle. But if you listen for 4 hours, you'll hear the whole segment. The lawyer that was talking that I heard a week ago was talking about what they had done to Roger Stone and what was improper about that.
And that was all a setup. They told CNN what they were going to do, and then they staged the dang thing. CNN was out there before they even announced they were going to do it.
Yeah, Roger Stone has supposedly filed a lawsuit, including Mueller's name in it.
That's a good thing.
And then for this lawyer to do this dissertation of the whole history of Mueller, which is all about all the presidents back to Papa Bush. I guess once you reach a certain level of income off of criminal activity, it's so much money that you can stay entertained and not think about what the hell kind of an evil human being you are.
I imagine.
Roger Stone following lawsuits against Mueller opens him up for a law discovery.
That wasn't very clear, whoever was talking there.
So Roger Stone's going to file charges against Mueller, and he's going to have a lot of room for discovery in the background of Mueller.
Yeah, if he can get a judge to allow the discovery.
Hope he'll go to the fourth for the field.
I was thinking today, I wonder, did Thomas Jefferson and James Madison, did they actually participate in fighting during the days of independence, or were they strictly scholars and had nothing to do with the actual on-the-ground fight? Who can answer that?
I missed that question, James. What did you say?
Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, did they participate? You know, were they involved in the actual battles for independence?
I do not know the answer to that.
I know James Madison was a little bitty guy and had some health problems at certain times of his life.
Well, in effect, most of that battle was fought with words.
We know George Washington participated.
I would say so.
According to this lawyer today, Robert Mueller has been the cover-up guy for the presidential administrations all the way back to Papa Bush, just constantly.
Yes, I've heard that too, yeah, and he's been gotten the Clintons out of a lot of messes and stuff. He's been in the thick of everything, on the wrong side.
Well, they always had somebody do that. One time they had Edwin Meese, James Baker, to fill in those same roles.
Even yep, I remember them.
Yeah, these are real tremendously, I don't even think Mueller is in their league as far as intellectual ability with the guys I just named, James Baker and
Meese.
Cheney are really intelligent men. Men without a conscience in the end, though.
Yeah, they seem to have lost it somewhere along the line.
You know, and then they'd say, well, that's, you're a fool to have a conscience on that level. That's not what it's about. And then that's when you go off in that direction, never to return. I guess it's warming up back east finally, yes or no?
Yeah, it was up 38 today. Things were melting.
Were you in the areas where it was 20, 30, 60 degrees below zero?
Got down below zero, but that was it.
Yeah. I've had minus 32 where I live. So I guess 60 and 80 is survivable, too, if you got a heater. I also see, though, on Alex Jones that they're already starting to talk about the 2020 run of Trump and the pros and cons of that, et cetera, et cetera. And so they only need 5 or 6 more months of fooling around, and then the focus is going to have to be on getting Trump reelected, and then what has actually been accomplished at that time. So.
Mm-hmm.
Captain John has been given some interesting dissertations about the corporate government and all the money they got, all the money they make, and the whole thing is strictly, the whole legal system is strictly a money-making operation for the corporation.
Seems to work quite well for him.
Well, you know, basically that's all it is. I had my experience here in New Mexico upon deaf ears. And people are seeing it all around the country. And I believe his, John's words were some of the effect of you go into a courtroom with a problem and the judge is going to make sure that the corporation wins and make some money off of it, and that's what it boils down to.
Right.
And that's pretty freaking sad. Pretty freaking sad for the United States of America. Home of the brave, land of the free.
Well, when you know the truth, you can go in there and you can claim responsibility and send that bond and set it off and walk right out of there.
I'd have to say it's pretty much in God's hands at this point.
I agree.
I disagree with John Durash, what he says, that the slavery that went on in at the time of Declaration of Independence, before and after, that we are suffering from our forefathers having participated in that. I disagree with that, what people did generations ago, that there's some that puts a curse on us because we didn't do it. We have nothing to do with it. And actually, you know, right there with JFK, the new society, the modern society, we were taking care of business by getting those black college students in college in the South. And it really wasn't to make up for the sins of our forefathers. It was just the right thing to do on an intellectual, you know, modern level. We were beyond all that. And we were there for a second. And all the baby boomers were. And then this corrupt group of people just destroyed that, and we've had them secretly running the show ever since.
If I may interject, you've lost over a really important point.
Well, I think it's for Fred to tell me. He says, that's just your opinion, Jim. I'd love to do a replay of a recording and debate him.
Wow.
Blow by blow on that. So.
No, I wanted to make a point, though. What happened was, is when they established the judiciary, the bar was already there. So there was nothing for the people to claim. We weren't able to claim our Article III courts of record by the four branches of government under the common law, because we weren't afforded that opportunity, because the bar was already there. It was there before the Declaration of Independence. It was there when we were colonies. I mean,
yeah, I hear what you're saying, that it goes way, way back. But the point I was making was when the executive branch, the president and the attorney general, his brother, when they did have the power and they did the right thing and they were, you know, taken many steps to change
things. They exposed it. And what National Liberty Alliance is doing is just educating people with the knowledge to assume their stations in the judiciary that we weren't afforded in 1787. That's all that's going to happen. We're just going to take our rightful stations as the fourth branch of government in the judiciary, like it should have been all along. But the bar already being there And being there, as we know, has created what we got.
Anybody listening, do you know a lawyer that you really like?
It doesn't matter. The Constitution says if you're served in a position of notability, you cannot serve in public office until they rewrote it after they killed that president. And that's when they incorporated it. That's when they really deal flipped the script on us. Enslaved us again for what we left in Great Britain in the 1600s. They just duped us right back into slavery again.
That's what they've been doing all along. That's why I point the finger at the British Empire.
But see, what we're doing now through the government, the course online, Government by Consent, is going to be educating the people to assume their rightful stations in the judiciary. Whether they want to or not, at least you'll have the knowledge of your unalienable rights and all their rights to wield the power that we possess.
They'll never be able to assume their right in that judiciary unless they either have the backing of the federal government or decide to try to do it by force with the Second Amendment.
The president said no longer after
people.
He said he's going to return the republic to the people. He knows who National Liberty Alliance is before he was even president. He's just going to return the people to its rightful station and to our rightful duties. And that is our duty of who we are. We're still the same people as we were in 1776. That's who we are. At least my ancestors are, anyway. And that's what I claim to be. So how can they refute it? I mean, we've already showed cases in the court. Anton Scalia is dead because of it, right? No comment?
I believe you're right. I heard Trump say that.
An awful lot of people in government have committed treason and tyranny.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of them have been blackmailed as well. All about. But there's been provisions made for that too.
Well, I actually got little hints on listening to Alex Jones today, this guy talking that there are things going on in Congress that they're participating in investigating Mueller. And I'm going, well, what does this mean, that Congress is going to plead that they were all under threat of death and could never do anything about it until they got some protection from the executive branch? And so now they're going to be forgiven?
Only, it's already been outlined, only if they turn fake evidence. They have to be willing to give up names, people, places. They need to be a snitch. They're not going to be a snitch and tell them who's blackmailing them and who's making payments to them, who's paying them off. If they don't give up that information, then they get no buy. But they got to give up the names of the people that are paying them off and who's blackmailing. That's been publicized.
Well, they could be threatened without ever knowing who it was and capitulate based on that.
I have a question for you. If the unlawful judicial makes a plea agreement or they turn state evidence and so on and they let them off, when we get in, can we as a common law grand jury investigate them and prosecute them since it was the unlawful group that let them off?
Yeah, I would think you could based on your statement right there.
If the people that claim to have be
that's almost like getting a pardon.
If the people that claim to have had the authority apprehended him and proceeded him through a chain of command of jurisdiction, which was all made up, then no. I mean, he can be charged again because it was all a ruse to begin with. It was all illegal, as you said. It was an illegal group of people that were law enforcement but didn't have the jurisdiction or the authority to do the procedure and the processes that we put this man through, right?
All I can say is I've experienced things firsthand in battle action with judges, lawyers, district attorneys, policemen, sheriffs, and what they're up to is pure criminality, whether they realize they're committing treason or tyranny or not. They're criminals. It's a criminal organization. It is at RICO. And, you know, how you would ever consider letting them wander back into society to do it all over again is, you know, a theory of insanity. Yeah, there has to be a severe enough penalty on those levels to prevent people from doing it.
I thought the Godfather arrangement they were making with, like, congressmen and so on says that, okay, you know, if you want to resign, never ever hold an office again and so on and so forth, we will not prosecute you. And if you do not want to resign, here's the evidence we have on you and here's what we're going to do to you.
Why would anyone want to do that for them?
Well,
is that the mercy?
Yeah.
Talks about?
Yeah, it's John's mercy. We're going to get to the point where we will have, I don't know, how many people does it take to make a quorum in the House and the Senate? Are we going to have enough left? Or not?
What's making it really difficult is that the sheriff is getting paid a large amount of money by the government, and it's like they want to merge when they should be for the people, not working for the government. So it makes it very difficult when they're getting millions and millions of dollars. And on the sheriff's website, online, you have .gov, G-O-V, and that shouldn't be so.
And they also get all these weapons and stuff from the government and training.
Military surplus, you're right
yep.
about that.
I'm not sure it's surplus even.
Oh, good. Really?
Looks real workable to me.
Wow.
They're not easy decisions. It's really, we're having a conversation like a jury or grand jury would have, case by case. And, you know, it's, there's so much going on besides just, you know, the elements of the military equipment that's out there and the harm that can be done with that. You know, it's just, that's why I say it's in God's hands. It's at a point where, you know, men cannot control it or barely going to. And for that, I can certainly understand a president taking his time to find solutions to things.
Right, because we're dealing with some things that we can't even see, because CERN in Switzerland is planning on building a larger Hadron Collider, and we're dealing with other dimensions now.
Well, Yeah, I've read books that, you know, there is extraterrestrial involvement, and actually the war is out there for what is going on planet Earth. That technologically it's beyond what we know by a long shot. Including the outcome.
Telephone number ending in 9374. We're picking up a noise off of your channel. I'm going to mute you. Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt anybody.
For instance, all the gold on the planet, you know, I think of the Goldfinger movie where he's going to radiate it all to where it can't be used. You know, that's a possibility existing right now with the wealthy people that have that gold. We're just having nuclear weapons sitting right next to it. Those would be the kind of battles behind the scenes that are going on that the lady said we wouldn't know what's really happening at these levels of the unknown.
Right. And I agree with you about keeping our faith in God, because he's working behind the scenes as well.
And I was reading something interesting the other day. Apparently, they have been arresting some major people, and Trump has a stable of lookalikes, so that after they arrest some of these people, they put the lookalike out to be seen, like at a restaurant or someplace, so that the rest of the people don't know that someone's been arrested, so that they don't get all excited and try and leave the country. I thought that was kind of a cool trick.
I thought it was the opposite, that they were putting the lookalikes in jail and leaving as the other ones would run to an island.
Yeah, they leave a lookalike behind to cover up the fact that they've got them. Well, that's pretty smart.
I'm rather pragmatic there. I would say that's a waste of taxpayer money, time, and effort to arrest the guy and let the chips fall where they may after that.
Well, I like the idea of them doing the decoy, because and then the other ones don't run and they could be caught.
Yep. Right. I thought it was an excellent idea, you know.
If I was a Bush or a Clinton, I would be either have already run or be, you know, in a position that I'm running sort of as I'm flying around the planet, the 747 or whatever. So, you know, they've heard all this stuff. And they have all their contacts and connections, and so, you know.
I'm not so sure they aren't keeping track of that, because they didn't let Pelosi take off on a military aircraft here with their 93 people.
I heard that.
You know, so maybe they are stopping them. Because I know they have people assigned to various individuals that are going to be arrested, and I think it's up to them to track them until the time that they're to be arrested, so they make sure they don't skip, which would make sense.
Using our money for that purpose, because they've been using the people's money for a long time on research on how to depopulize us for Agenda 21.
Yep.
Agenda 2030.
Right.
Now the Green New Deal.
Yeah. What is it they say? Do not interrupt your enemy while in the process of destroying themselves.
Yeah, right.
That's true.
Just let them keep going.
He's doing a good job.
whisper. Divine.
It really is. Best thing that ever happened to the Republican Party.
Sad thing is, she's very serious about what she's talking about.
Yep. Doesn't have a clue if she's way off base either. She thinks she's
I'm
got
sure,
a plan.
I'm sure she's aware. She knows who's backing her. She knows that she didn't write all that stuff.
Yeah.
She's being pushed by the communist left wing. That's for damn sure. No doubt about it.
And she's providing the cartoonists with a great deal of material.
I've seen some
of her cartoons lately. They're pretty rich.
Her name becomes more popular overnight than anybody else.
Yep.
For a period of time. That she can get congratulations on that. She can sign that into law.
So what are y'all going to do when you don't have planes, trains, or automobiles?
The horse and wagon, of course.
Do what?
The horse and wagon, of course.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Where are you gonna, how are you going to feed that horse?
Maybe
what's
well,
the
with,
grow
the
hay?
With the hay, of course. Or maybe I'll ride a donkey. Jesus rode a donkey. I'll do that, too.
Yeah, it looks like the next 2 weeks should be really eventful if the announcement's made tonight or tomorrow that we have the new executive order and we have the cessation of this nonsense. Martial law coming.
But no government shutdown. I heard that the word was he wasn't going to do another government shutdown. That he'd made a deal wasn't happy with and things were going to roll on. I admit I have quit watching the news. Except for something I can just put on like Alex Jones and listen to it while I'm working. Or in L.A., listen to it while I'm working.
Karen Hughes says that we've been under martial law a long time ago. I forgot what year she said that it first started.
1867 or somewhere in there.
That's a long time.
Supposedly it's renewed every year.
Wow.
Who knows?
Wasn't that when they assassinated Abraham Lincoln? 1863?
It was right after the Civil War.
Right after the Civil War, I think.
Yeah.
67, 68, 66, I don't know, in there.
Lincoln was going to cease it, and that they killed him so they could continue it. Along with the money.
What a time to take over a country.
Who was there back then that would want to take over America?
Same group. They've been working since they signed the Constitution. Same group.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so obvious.
They planned it back then. They knew the bio was already there. They knew where to hide.
A lot of attorneys don't even know what the bar stands for.
They stand up to the bar.
They do. But they're clueless.
That's what it stands for.
Yeah, they stand for the bar, all right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And another round. And another.
They're pretty crummy law people.
I wonder what would happen to most of them if they got a hold of the truth and the knowledge of the whole bar, the British... Station registry.
you gotta think. that they've got enough smarts to know that they're just out and out crooks. I can't give them the benefit of the doubt that they're so ignorant that they don't understand what they're doing. If they are, they should never have gone into law.
Well, what happens is that they were trained that way. That's the education they got, so that's all part of the plan.
But
through the education, they deceive the people, even the doctors and the pharmaceuticals. Lots of these people are deceived, especially the dentists.
But you don't think when they see all this money wasted and they postpone things on a technicality so they can go around again and make more money and all that, that they don't think they're robbing somebody? They think that's the way they're supposed to act? They have no conscience?
Do they take an oath? It's very difficult. I would want to believe that we all have an inherent trait to know the right between right and wrong.
Yep.
Do any of those people take an oath to the Constitution?
Yep. And then they don't read that.
I've seen the whole organization here in New Mexico. Let me tell you, it's a club. And, you know, they're operating it. And they're operating it with immunity at this point.
Pretty much everywhere.
And that's why they're doing it. You know, they're all a bunch of cowards. They're not real men.
We still need 16,000 educated people that know common law. The sooner we get 16,000 people, the sooner the President Trump will give us the republic.
Well, you know, it didn't really dawn on me until recently, the Seventh Amendment, that is the statement of the right to common law. You know, it's right there, Judge. You know, you can't deny it.
But they ignore it. You know, I've heard any number of times now that these good attorneys will not use any Supreme Court ruling older than I think it's 1948. But I've never heard any one of them say why that is. Does anybody know why they feel they don't have to go back any farther than that for rulings?
Yeah, I can answer that. I pegged it at more like 1925 to 35, a year and a half ago, when I was deeply involved in studying this stuff and looking for Supreme Court rulings that would be beneficial. They change right in that time to, instead of supporting constitutional law, they start supporting the corruption, the BS. And I mean, this is all right. That took them 10, 15, 20 years after the private Federal Reserve Bank starts, pumping the money and buying everybody off. But it's more like 30 or 35 than 48. Think things like the right to travel, that was totally supported by all judges, Supreme Court, or even state Supreme Courts, right up to around 25 to 28, 35, that all changes to, oh, no, we changed our mind. You're now granted a privilege to do this. So.
Well, they got enough cars out on the road, they figured they could make money by then, I suppose.
Oh, it's a huge money-making operation.
Well, they had to get us used to the driver's license before they started testing us. I mean, we had
the whole thing
driver's
about
license.
The whole thing is about the insurance payment to the corporation. That's the biggest money maker of the whole thing associated with that, other than the automobile that itself, which is just commerce.
Well, right back to legislative.
Automobiles have become overpriced because there's so many state and city corporations buying, you know, fleets of automobiles. I remember watching, you know, the price of automobiles go from $10,000 to $15,000 to what they are now. That's, you know, when you have government buying tons of automobiles and will buy it for that price, that's what shot the price up.
We don't own any anymore. Our houses, the vehicles. It's a shame.
Well, I own mine. They can say I don't, and then I'm leasing it, and
and, if you're
making yearly payments through taxes.
Which is a violation of the Constitution.
The only vehicle I own is my body.
Four-wheeler, huh?
That's right there. That's interesting. These judges that turn and suddenly say that you have no right to travel. It's privilege. I'll never forget a judge. I think he was a Minnesota judge, and he was in the state Supreme Court. He says, you have no right to drive an automobile. He says, your right is you can go take a bus, you can walk, you can pedal a bicycle. That's your right, you know. And that's a completely asinine statement by a guy, but he's protected and getting away with that. So, you know, if you got a farm, you're gonna haul, you know, 200-300 pounds of feed at a time on the bus, Your Honor, or on the bicycle. You know, you're full of SHI. You know what? You know, but they've made those rulings, got away with it. The guy that the plaintiff he was talking to was not particularly bright or thoughtful, and, you know, just accepted that instead of challenging it on the spot for what it was. It's complete malarkey.
I'm paying taxes on my vehicle every year, so I don't own that vehicle.
Well, we shouldn't be taxed for the property we own either.
Exactly.
We
have legal titles.
You know, that's what kings and queens do.
They need to be taxing those stocks and bonds that these wealthy people are holding on to. That's real tangible asset.
This lawyer went through that today. He was talking about these recent corrupt presidents for that. The wealthy were being taxed 92% right through World War I, World War II. You know, we used to tax the big money makers so that they couldn't monopolize us and take over, and that all changes as we come into modern history.
Right.
And who did that? You know, actually, people that love Ronald Reagan, big time, and, you know, protecting the big incomers, bringing in the immigrants so the big farmers could have cheap labor, all that stuff, so.
Yeah, he pined 8.6 million back in 86 and did nothing to the border to stop it, to allow them to continue on. Just continue on, match right across the border. They've been doing that for years.
You know, and people would vote for these presidents with the trickle-down economics. They make millions, billions, and we're going to throw you some peanuts, and people thought that was a great deal, you know.
That's why they broke up Bell. That's why they broke up Bell Telephone. They said they had a monopoly. So they break it up and they make 30 new companies. Okay, people, now we got 30 new companies. And what do? They all merge back to 3 or 4.
Yeah, the government let them do that, so it's...
Well, that was all the purpose. That's why they broke them up. They weren't happy with having that person have a monopoly. It wasn't fair. God damn it. Not fair.
In my guesstimation...
We could have had for here.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead. Ladies first.
I want my three enemies.
Go ahead, Winthrop.
No, are you?
We could have had free energy from thin air. The people are these Edison company is so corrupt.
Yeah, I didn't say that right last week. I was talking about the hydrogen powered energy. I said 6 gallons of gas in California, Minnesota, 6 gallons of water. And water is 2 hydrogens, 1 oxygen, and you separate off the hydrogen and you burn that. It's a volatile gas, and it's perfectly clean waste product because you're left with oxygen and water vapor. Who could ask for better than that?
Right.
But somebody sees black oil crude, and like if they can monopolize that, John D. Rockefeller Standard Oil, right on up, you know, get everybody using that. What a deal. What a deal. And they don't give a damn if it's the greatest polluter on the planet.
They want to destroy our planet so they can have the new world order.
Yeah.
Well, you got it. It is a cheap form of transportation.
Well, we
Tesla stuff is not, you know, I've researched a little bit, and to me it's like, you know, still a great big mystery, most of it.
It is now about 10 minutes after. It's about time for us to fold our tent and silently steal away for the evening. So I'm going to turn off the recording.